This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. It's the 27th of April, 2010 here in Japan, but it's the 26th of April back in America, where I'm joined on the line from the InfoWars Command Center in Austin, Texas, by Jason Burmis, a radio talk show host and documentary filmmaker behind films like Loose Change and Fabled Enemies. His new documentary film is Invisible Empire, and it's available from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Jason Burmis, thank you very much for joining me today on the Corbett Report.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here to talk about this movie. And first off, let me just give my hats off to you for this incredible documentary. It's absolutely amazing to me how much ground you've managed to cover in just over 2 hours, and extremely well documented with lots of source footage and lots of things that have never been seen on the internet before. I guess starting off today, I just wanted to ask you how you were really able to juggle all of this information and provide such a wide net over the so many aspects of the New World Order, and to keep it in just over 2 hours. It must have been quite a feat to juggle all that information.
It was really very difficult. The original cut could have easily been 3 hours had I been able to put everything I wanted to in the picture. And it was around 2:30, 2:45 when we really started cutting it down to get it to that 2:12 mark. And really, I've been wanting to do this movie for the last 5 years and take it from the perspective where I was before 9/11, before hearing about a new world order or a one world government, in the sense that it was real, that it wasn't a conspiracy theory. So I always had this plan that I was going to kind of introduce myself to the viewer and say, look, I'm a regular guy. I watch The Simpsons. I play baseball. I drink beer. I'm just like you. And then 9/11 happens, and I start to look into 9/11. And from there, you know, people familiar with me know that I got involved with the Loose Change films and put out Fabled Enemies and the 9/11 Truth Movement. But I thought to myself, well, what's the next step? Well, let's bring the New World Order to people from the horse's mouth. And I did just an extensive amount of research over the last few years, especially over the last 18 months, on the term New World Order. And I'm able to bring you not only dozens, but hundreds of quotes out of the mouths of people like Wolfowitz, Cameron, Brown, Blair, Bush, et cetera, et cetera. Even Obama talking about globalization and how no world order can stand above another. It was just incredible to me that I was able to just mass all this together. And then I thought to myself, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to present this to the people? And I said, well, let's break down the taboo of the term New World Order first. So I kind of bring you through that term in the last century, show you Samuel Zane Batten's book, Hitler's Vision of a New World Order, Kissinger and Nixon's Vision of a New World Order, all the way up until the modern Bush Senior Vision of a New World Order. And then I segue that from his former national security advisor, Brent Scowcroft, talking about the Trilateral Commission, the UN, and the Council on Foreign Relations. And I show you how those organizations were built and what their backgrounds are. And after I take you through those organizations, I take you through the military-industrial complex and propaganda. And then it's really just a free-fall ride into the modern New World Order and their modes of control over the past 20 to 30 years.
That's right, and you do such a good job of exposing that agenda in its totality. And again, I was really impressed by all the various source footage that you used. So I guess my question is that the last time we talked was just after Fabled Enemies came out, and I guess that's when you really started working on this documentary full-time, although you've been researching it for years, I'm sure. But since that point, what have you discovered in your own personal research that really surprised you about the New World Order?
That's difficult for me because nothing is really that surprising anymore. By about 2003, 2004, I had a grasp that the people at the upper echelons of this quote-unquote New World Order system of consolidation and control, a track, trace, database system for the commoner, the serf, the slave, I've seen a lot, and I can't tell you that I really found anything that was that shocking. I would suppose that the most shocking thing was that Bush Sr. had actually done a commencement address on the New World Order at Maxwell Air Force Base, where he literally mentioned the term dozens of times. When I first came across that footage, that was pretty shocking. However, knowing about the occultic background of the elite, how some of them are into pedophilia. There wasn't really that much shocking out there. It was, how do I get the best footage and present it to people in a manner that they'll actually watch? And one of my big goals was not only to make graphically the best quote-unquote patriot or truth video out there, but something better than the History Channel could put out. So I think I accomplished those things. I think this film graphically works. I think it narratively works. And I think that you can take somebody that is unfamiliar with not only the terminology of a New World Order, but unfamiliar with the goals of the elite to establish a one world government. You can take them from 0 to 100 in just over 2 hours and at least get them questioning what's really going on in society right now.
That's right. Well, I assume, following in the footsteps of your earlier films, that making copies and handing them out to people is okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you can't do that, if you can't go to Infowars.com and get a high quality DVD and make copies, we encourage people to get the links, the torrents, and send them to people right now. One of the versions out there, there's 3 or 4 full versions of the film on YouTube, but one version alone has almost 250,000 views. And there was a lot of downloads from PrisonPlanet.tv. This film has easily been seen by over 500,000 people. And my goal is to bring it to the masses. Just hundreds of millions around the world, hopefully in the next 6 months, are going to see this picture. It's already been encoded by fans out there in Spanish, in Greek. If you want it in French, if you want it in German, get out there and help me. Someone's already put together a bibliography on the film, and I can't do this stuff alone. So it's up to you info warriors out there to get this message out and hand the video to people, make copies, tell people about Invisible Empire.
Excellent. Well, it's great to hear that the word is getting out on this really important film, and people who are interested in the audio of the documentary can go to episode 126 of the Corbett Report podcast. And absolutely support the filmmakers. Buy a DVD at Infowars.com or subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. Jason Burmis, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for all your great work, James.